we're going to have a lot of chances to get out and meet folks and sign people up for the 92 days of summer over the next couple weeks. And once you get talking to people, it's always pretty interesting what you find out and what people are willing to reveal about themselves. And as I was signing folks up for the 92 days of summer yesterday, we got to talking about jets and computers and concerts and cows and all kinds of things. And then one lady came up to the table, looked to be maybe in her late 20s, maybe around 30 or so. And I said, "How are you doing today?" And she said, "Well, considering I just got 7 stitches out of my butt, I'm doing okay." And I said, "Well, that I got to ask, why did you need 7 stitches in your backside?" And she said, "Well, I had a cyst." And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" And she said, "Yeah, it came back like a third time, and we had to kind of finally operate on it to get it off my lower back." And I said, "Like, are we talking a Dr. Pimple Popper kind of story like you would see on television and stuff?" And she said, "Oh, yeah, it was about as big as a golf ball."
Oh.
And she proceeded to tell me the whole story
about
how it started from like a pimple or an ingrown hair, and then there was a second recurrence, and then a third recurrence that grew to the size of a golf ball. And then they said when that thing popped, it just like, yeah. She said it smelled like vitamins and copper.
Come on.
I'm telling you. And I'm sitting there at the table. I'm like, yeah. Really? And then we carried on this conversation for a little while longer.
And were you serving food there?
Well, this wasn't during that, but we weren't at that table. We were at the sign-up table. And I thought, okay, I kept waiting for the story to kind of end, and she kept volunteering more information, and then I kept getting curious because I watched that show and stuff.
What show?
The Pimple Popper.
Oh, the Pimple Popper show. Oh, yeah, yuck. Yeah. Come on.
And so they had to get in there and get, like, the sack out stitch up her back, like, on her butt. And I thought, wow, stitches on the butt. That's the first time I've heard that, you know, when I'm out signing people up for the 92 days or so.
What I would want to know here is from her is, how can I not get this? What is it that I should be doing so I don't have this situation? What is it that you did that led to this, and what is it that I can do that will assure me of never having this situation?
It just seemed like it started with something simple like an ingrown hair or something, and then after a couple times, you know, of messing with it, I don't know if it got infected, whatever, but we had a 5-minute conversation about this, and then she went about her way, and I said, "Okay, we'll take care of your stitches." She goes, "Yeah, I just got them out today, so I thought I'd come sign up."
Okay.
Thanks for the story.
I'm trying to think what would not be appropriate for her to win, or what would be appropriate for her to win out of our prizes in the $30,000 payout there.
You know, but I mean, when the next time you're out, you know, ask people when's the last time you got some stitches out or something, because I bet we don't find a story as weird as that one.
No, that's certainly not one as appetizing as that one there.
Or as descriptive. Yeah. I gave you the clean version.
Oh, I'm sure.
We went into great detail.
Sure.
Great detail. And there were a couple other people around the table where they were like,
Did they clear out?
I'm going to duck out. And then a couple were like, "No, I got to stay and hear how this ends."
Yeah.
You never know what kind of conversations
who's in
come
and who's
up.
Out of that kind of stuff.
I was all the way in because
like watching that show, Mr. Pimple Popper.
Well, yeah, it's a Dr. Pimple Popper. It's a female doctor, but and she's like, yeah,
it's a woman who's doing that.
Yeah, she does that. Okay. And I said, "Well, did you call her? You probably could have gone down, and they probably would have flown you down and done that."
Are you gonna sit on a plane for that?
Well, I don't
you
know
can't
how you
do
sit.
That.
I don't know how you sit on a plane because it was like right. She said it was extremely painful. And then once it popped, it was like
I would think that Mr. Pimple or Dr. Pimple Popper woman, she would come to your place because
you go down to her. You go to her office.
Well, I guess not everyone has it on their backside.
Yeah.
But if you've got it on your backside, you're not going to be. Yeah, you got to come see me. You got to come to my place and get that.
I'm not sitting on a plane for 2.5 hours.
They're transporting
to come to L.A.
You're on your stomach the whole time.
I'm going to need a special seat. Yeah. I need to fly laying down on my stomach.